So I'll text you sometime.
That'd be great. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Today is Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. It is 2 p.m. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening for a general legal counsel update. We've packed some other things on here that are not legal in nature. We do have a fairly robust agenda to get through in just under an hour and a half is what I think we've got slated for this meeting here today. I have a conflict at 3 o'clock that they'll just have to wait. But we'll get started right away. We're going to move through the first section so we have plenty of time for executive sessions, some kind of meaty conversations and guests that we have for that portion of the agenda. And if we could hold some items of the matters from commissioners till the admin meeting on Wednesday that don't need to happen today, that would be excellent. And mostly I'm giving that advice to myself because I made a big list. So
you can talk to yourself anytime you want, Chairman.
Well, everybody involved.
Just sit in if you don't mind.
Item number one is emergency management position. We are here with Aaron Kubik, who's the city manager of Grants Pass. And the other item on the agenda is urban renewal as it relates to the fairgrounds. So, Mr. Kubik, thank you for being here.
Good afternoon, Chair, Board of Commissioners. I appreciate you providing time for me today. The two items are of importance to the city, and actually I think both items are very important to both the county and the city working cooperatively in this, because I think we have interest in both topics. The first being emergency management. Chair Hare and I have been talking for a number of months on emergency management issues as it pertains to the city and what our needs are, and ultimately what the county is needs are also, and seeing if there's an opportunity for us to partner in emergency management if it works out appropriately. We are in need of additional emergency management focus and services besides what we have right now. We have a very small percentage of an FTE associated with emergency management. We do have a continuity of operations plan in place, but we really don't have the resources at this moment designated for actually making that a livable document where we're living and breathing it within the organization.
Right.
So coming up with a way of getting those services, and we have options of, do we get a part-time FTE, a full-time FTE? Do we contract with maybe Josephine County to help provide those services through emergency management? Some form of partnership, and I know you're working on this, and so that's why I'm coming here to have a discussion on what you may see as what you're going to be doing in the future, and potentially how the city might be able to fit into that if you're interested in a partnership with emergency management for Josephine County.
So I think you guys have taken great steps in moving forward with the proposed IGA to kind of get services from our emergency services manager through an intergovernmental agreement with Grants Pass. It's been approved by your city council?
It is. I've got it on the agenda for a discussion at Monday's workshop.
Okay.
So depending on what feedback we get from this meeting, and if it's something that we're still potentially able to do, then that would be my proposal to city council is to
Do you want to share? How do you want to go about this? Or are you still up in the air on that?
So
and want to talk to council about it?
I think that there's two really good options for the city. One would be for us to somehow have an FTE, a city employee that would be focused on emergency management. However, I think that there's some benefit in us coordinating and partnering together. And you have counties, for the most part, are responsible for emergency management for each county. And within those counties, we as a city are part of the county. So providing some form of service, baseline service, should be something that they work on anyhow.
It is.
But we would like to have some additional focus, making our organization a little more prepared from an emergency management standpoint, so we can step up to help that emergency manager for the county and be more self-sufficient in an emergency situation. So we'd be looking at partnering, having some kind of intergovernmental agreement, as Simon and I have discussed, for some specific scope of work topics that would help get table exercises, get us more trained, get us on board, have us focused with Josephine County if an emergency hits. And doing it that way, instead of which I think would be less efficient, us having our own FTE of, or some kind of designated person or a percentage of an FTE, where we're making the same contacts that your county rep is making. We're making the same agreements with service providers in the private sector for equipment in case of emergency. We're just doubling up on the same type of activities. I think there's some efficiency if we could partner together.
But also, you have some considerations that we don't have in the county, such as fresh water, sewer.
Yep.
You know, infrastructure that you're going to lose that we really aren't, we're not set aside. It does affect us because you're still in the county and we're concerned about it. However, I think the answer lies with your actually pointing to the city.
Well, I'm going to counter that first, because the city of Cave Junction does not have separate emergency management services. They fall under the county, and they have sewer and water as part of the city of Cave Junction. So we also are concerned with water and sewer, because they fall under our jurisdiction. One other aspect to consider that is in our same jurisdiction that is operating independently is our school districts. RCC has emergency management. The cities have their preparedness and city schools, county schools. So we have other entities that are reproducing these same structures in our community, and it would behoove us to be working together and getting them all together. We've come up with plans along the way, but we should be gathering comprehensive lists of resources in the community, and both private and public resources, so we know who are we calling if we need that culvert filled real quick and it's not public works. Who do we know that's got a bulldozer out in that area or something like that? Those are the things that if we had a team in our community working together. The other side of this is we have an emergency preparedness person in public health, and our public health director that we've just hired is completing his doctorate in this next year in emergency management. So we have resources in our community. The question is it enough to have that one person? What happens if that person goes on vacation? What happens if that person, where's the redundancy in the system? And that's why I think we need to identify our partners in Josephine County and say, who brings what to the table and what's missing still?
I think it'd be a good conversation to have internally, as Commissioner Morgan said, just in Josephine County, before we understand where we are, before we open it up to a broader conversation. I think that's something we can do really soon, and happy to facilitate that real soon if the city's interested. So that would probably be the next step, if you could present that on Monday, of where we think we'd like to go.
I'm interested in partnering with you guys. I don't think even if we had different people working, we still need to work on that partnership. Mm-hmm. And when I was on council, I was liaison to emergency management when we first separated out from the county to have our own emergency operations plan. It's one of those things that I think that all of us need to look at where the gaps in our system as a whole and what do we need to fill. But we can't do that individually, and we can't leave the city of Cave Junction out either. Mm-hmm. That we need to make sure that all our entities are at the table with the three school districts in our area to make sure that we're taking care of all those issues.
My only concern is that we get this done before the earthquake rather than after.
That's a good point. And I greatly appreciate the Board of Commissioners' viewpoint on what I'm hearing today, because emergency management is operated differently in each county to some degree. It's housed in different departments, it's got a different focus, etc. But ultimately, the county emergency manager is we see that as that. It is a county emergency manager. It's not a rural and urban emergency manager. It is a county emergency manager, and we are all citizens of the county.
And our county is going to be split right down the middle if we get a big earthquake and all three bridges are knocked out or stuck.
We may need a north and south of the river.
Yeah.
But I've actually asked our GIS to work with one of the things that came out of Commissioner DeYoung and I attending county college was hearing presentations on emergency management from other entities in the state. And in attending the Association of Working Counties, they had a preparedness focused or resilient counties focus at their conference last year. And that is the pockets or the islands that are created in a natural disaster. Say all our bridges go out, who do we get to, how? And right now that's not identified in anything. Mm-hmm. So I've asked our GIS to start working on mapping to specifically identify if our bridges go out, what islands are created and what are those pockets of information. Marion County has a similar situation because multiple communities, which one is completely blocked off from any other resource. The other entity that needs to be at the table for any of these discussions is actually our airports. Mm-hmm. And because the ability to get resources to any of these things. So again, identifying the resources, identifying where the risks are, we can't do it individually because we're all intermixed.
So is it safe or is there some consensus here that I could go back to City Council and report that the Board of Commissioners would be interested in potentially a partnership in emergency management and looking at IGA, and we've got a draft that we can sort of work off of, and
okay.
And until then we'll continue further discussions of what that might look like. And,
sounds good.
Okay.
Great.
Excellent.
Pool our resources.
Excellent. Really pleased to hear that.
Yeah. The next conversation is urban renewal as it relates to the fairgrounds. Is it urban renewal in general or specifically just the fairgrounds?
So urban renewal in general with a specific topic of discussion with regards to the area in and around the fairgrounds, not the fairgrounds specific. We had a conversation at a council level a few weeks back and had that discussion. And ultimately, out of that, I was charged with coming to the Board of Commissioners and looking at and asking the board if they're ready, if they have any desire to utilize the Urban Renewal Agency as a tool to help with a master plan of the area, not just the fairgrounds, because urban renewal dollars usually aren't set aside to do plans for nonprofits, because an urban renewal agency is there to try and build on the infrastructure that's currently in place and make it better. So what the urban renewal agency could do and what City Council saw as a potential benefit would be for us to ask the Board of Commissioners, are you interested in an urban renewal agency helping finance or fund a master plan for that area? So it would include properties like the Public Works facility, maybe some area in and around the park that we have. The fairgrounds would be part of that. Where everywhere sits in there, that would be part of that urban renewal agency area. There is a map in the urban renewal plan that's there, so you can take a look at what our area is and what it encompasses. But it's about 18% of the city.
On your map that encompasses the fairgrounds area, is it only the properties that are highlighted in a color? For instance, we have some of the residential is listed as low-density residential, and it's highlighted in color.
Yes.
But other residential next to it is not colored.
Correct. It's just the color. The map designates in color.
There's a larger map back on the wall in the corner.
What is in the urban renewal area. So there are some residential, some industrial, business park, and commercial that are there, and what is in the urban renewal area is in color. The rest is outside of the urban renewal area.
I absolutely want us to be at the table with coming up with a master plan. We've tasked not just our fairgrounds, but we're going to be moving into a countywide looking at master planning of sorts, a version of strategic planning. But the idea of having a plan to check off things as you go and reach a end goal is smart planning, and that makes sense. My only concern is that we're not relinquishing authority over our county properties as far as are we at the table to be a part of that plan, that we're not giving up our authority over the fairgrounds nor our fair board's ability to be a part of that master plan development, and that I will not support any plan that is only essentially eliminating the fairgrounds. I'm committed to the fairgrounds being at that location. I'm speaking for myself, as a board, we have contracts in place though for 10 to 30, expendable up to 30 years with the fair at that location. Mm-hmm. So finding a way to really upgrade and utilize the whole area to a master a great opportunity is awesome. Let's come up with a plan. But from my standpoint, it includes the fairgrounds staying there at some level.
And you mentioned that what we're talking about today is that is the board on board basically to accept your help on financing for that master plan?
Yeah, really what we're...
I just want to make sure that if you say, yeah, we're going to put so much into the formulation of that, mm-hmm. that you don't get the idea to say, no, we're going to do it our way because we're financing it. But if we're going to work together on it to try to come up with
you know, what the fairground should look like. And we're in the process right now, the fair board is in the process of their long-range look at the fairgrounds. And I'm excited because they have a ton of suggestions on their board for three to five, five to 10, 10 to 15, 20 years out. And I want them to complete that so that it's part of our discussion. But I think what you're asking today is, are we receptive to saying, okay, you've got some money already, you, I don't know how much you've got in there so far, but you have some money that you would be willing to help us with those plans and what they look like?
Yeah, so to touch on some of that with the fair, that it is the city's intent, and the city fully understands that it's county property. County ultimately has the authority and jurisdiction to do what they want with that property that you own. City is by no means trying to dictate what you should do or what should happen to those. But to answer your question directly, the city is asking if you're doing master planning, if you're doing some planning at the fair, you're doing some concepts of, you know, what should we do with other properties in and around that area? Are they best utilized where they are and how they are right now? That's where the Urban Renewal Agency can come in. The Urban Renewal Agency is not designed to do a master plan for the fairgrounds. The Urban Renewal Agency can help with a master plan for that area.
The area.
Which would include the operations that are currently there and taking a look at the best and most benefit for the community and what should be utilized for that property.
But the purpose of the Urban Renewal plan is to take property that right now is not on the tax rolls and put them on the tax rolls to a certain extent at some point in time.
Well, it's ultimately to look at blighted areas or areas that are underdeveloped and or maybe not utilized to its fullest potential. Necessarily focusing on properties that are currently not on the tax rolls. In this situation, there are a number of properties that are currently not on the tax rolls. There are some properties that are in that area that are on the tax rolls. So the focus isn't whether it's a taxable entity or not. The focus is on the definition of blight as it's defined in the state.
Okay.
So I think there's huge potential, especially with the properties surrounding the fairgrounds.
So we have 3 minutes. I don't want to cut you off, but reiterating the fact that let's get a decision. We'd already kind of agreed to go forward together with the city on a TGM grant that we utilized to do long-range planning for the Demick campus. It doesn't dictate what gets done there. It says this is the infrastructure. These are the water mains and the roads that are feeding that. No, you can't do this because there isn't that there. Or ODOT's doing this, so you can't do that. That's what I think we're interested in partnering
with.
That, so let's agree to work on that and hash out the details. I think it's very, I don't want to say that I have a bad taste in my mouth because I want to partner with the city as much as possible. That economic development thing, I relinquished what I thought was a delegated authority to a commissioner who didn't represent my interests as a county. I was so disappointed in that project, and it wasn't the city's fault, it wasn't the county's fault, it was really the contractor's fault. But it takes the diligence of the people, the county, the city, saying, no, this is what we want, we're not going to be satisfied with anything less. Mm-hmm. I'd hate to spend your money or my money. I wouldn't mind putting some in. I feel like we'd feel better if we did put some towards this element, because it would give us the scope to look at things that potentially the Urban Renewal would say, no, you can't look at that, we're not paying for that. Well, I want you to look at that. Mm-hmm. And I am paying for that. So here we go. So let's work really hand in glove on who we're picking and what the expectations are ahead of time. And then we'll get a good product.
Yeah, that's well said, Commissioner, because ultimately you may have a larger scope than what the Urban Renewal Agency can actually touch on. So in that scope of work, there'd be defined what this county's paying for versus what the Urban Renewal Agency is paying for. And this is by no means we're trying to push this, because there are so many other projects that are in front of this as a potential for urban renewal dollars. We just knew that you were looking at, you meaning the county, was looking in this area for planning.
We came to you a month and a half, 2 months ago for that TGM request. And that was my ignorance, thinking that TGM was useful in those situations. I still think it is, even if Mr. Schauer says not. Let's find another way to skin that cat and get to the same place we wanted to go. I was going to say that on the last point, urban renewals can be used for nonprofits in the way of library, in a position to bolster the entire area. So it's And I'm still a little bit disappointed that the Demick campus isn't included in that, given its proximity to downtown and 6.22 acres of underutilized space construed as blighted, in my opinion. But, you know, you only have 25% and you've used 18. I can see you have to say no to something.
Yeah, we did have a smaller size than what we need that we could have gone to, yes.
So for the element of time, are we good?
I'm good.
I support us moving forward.
So are you wanting to look at then the Urban Renewal Agency assisting with some kind of master plan for that area?
Yeah, appreciate the offer. I think it's a good plan. It's a good mix. We'll see how it pans out.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. Greatly appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Happy holidays.
So short today.
No, that's fine.
I'm always short, so it's okay.
Yes, I'm with you.
That's why you wear the tall shoes.
Have a good afternoon.
Agreement.
Thank you, sir.
To rent, legal counsel, please. Agreement to rent real property at 1112 Northeast D Street for Community Corrections Program application for real property tax exemption. I don't believe the board has ever done one of these before. It's not exactly routine, but it's almost routine in this nature. If you had a chance to review the application, it seems pretty cut and dry.
We've been renting this house already and utilizing it for transition housing.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
You did it 2 years ago.
I did. These people are not. If you don't have any major, I think it's from my standpoint.
I have a problem with it.
So my essential summary is we're utilizing the property for county services, therefore we're offering the owners a county tax break.
Yes.
Because the county's using their property.
Basically.
Is that a good summary?
That's exactly it.
I support it.
Their alternative would be to just pass it through, and we're not going to do that.
Yes.
But we've told Connie on several occasions that we do not pay taxes, even if Eve sends us a bill. So I'd like to leave as much time. That's the expeditious nature. This next one might have some need for discussion. It's the County Real Property Specialist position.
Sorry, Mr. Chair,
you
just
do
realized.
Different?
No, I want to do exactly what was just done. And there's one additional matter that this was the fixed term rental agreement for the subject property at 112 North SD signed by Commissioner DeYoung. And I would ask the board, because this, yes.
So by that decision? Are you kidding me? When I saw that, I was like, County College.
And maybe have the chair sign that exemption application.
Does it need to be the chair or the liaison?
Somebody.
Designee.
In the lease agreement, right? We need to sign that as well.
That's been signed?
It's been signed.
He has the authority?
No, and that's why we're asking the board to ratify.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we ratify the contract and lease that was signed by Commissioner DeYoung. On our behalf.
I'll second that, even if you won't. For further discussion, because there shouldn't be any.
Sometimes
no
things
deal.
Are brought to us as liaisons that we sign without realizing
totally
the need to go
fine,
to the full
and
board.
Really I don't hold you in error.
Might I just throw out that I was the only one present that day?
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Well, if you want to come
so
in
you're
on
saying
Sundays,
you don't have a wife?
If you want to come in on Sundays, that's fine.
It is.
The other one is the nonprofit and. I'd entertain a motion to endorse the delegation of authority to the chair to sign the nonprofit exemption as the liaison to tax and treasury and assessor.
Second.
That makes
so I'll move since you seconded.
Okay.
Great. Moving second. Any further discussion? Great. Motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Did we do that on the last one?
No.
All those in favor of signifying on the last one?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries on both 3-0. Make sure we get that right.
I'll send it out to you subsequent to the meeting.
I got to say,
it's
a great thing.
Yeah, very, very positive. And probably didn't spend as much time on it as we should have, just to highlighting it. But County Real Property Specialist position. So we have a vacancy in that semi-newly created position. And he's with our assessor's office now. And so we need to figure out what's the best place for this. There's been some spitballing, and I'm not so sure that we're going to reach a conclusion here today, other than the fact that I think I'm liaison to all of it, and I've thought about it for a while, and we initially put it in legal because of the nexus that it has with legal and basically the assessors, probably on a daily basis. That's the point of contact. Certainly contact with Ryan's office. But I think for now, I'm kind of endorsing the idea that we keep it in the structure that it is. I don't feel like it's terribly broken. And so until that point comes up, and I think I'm going to endorse where it's at.
So is it safe to assume, based on your comments, that there's a proposal to move the position to another department?
There's been ongoing conversations of, does it better fit in the assessor's office? Does it better fit in facilities, in Ryan's office, being that really he's overseeing all of these properties? They do work, need to work hand in glove, but has for quite some time, I think in a real positive way. I don't feel like there's a real shortcoming between the connection that both offices have. So it seems more like there's a daily connection to the stuff that goes on at legal. I think historically there's been times when property management has taken place out of Ryan's office, and it's a little cumbersome to go back and forth at your current location. You may not always be there, to the legal office. You can always phone, but the access to records, being that they're co-located in the same building, that's really nice to have. So,
who do you dedicate most of your time to? Legal?
The commissioners.
Good answer.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
Of course, to legal. This position relies a tremendous amount on legal and could not be successful without the close interaction with legal that it has and has enjoyed during my tenure.
Do you have to switch offices right now? Or are they letting you stay in the same? Oh, you moved already. All right.
Yep. I'm
so you vacated
just
a space for us to fill?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah, Connie will probably have something to say about that, but at least she's not paying for it, so that's good. If there's no objection, I haven't really heard any through the grapevine or otherwise in the conversations I've had. If we come up around that there needs to be an adjustment, this is not one of those things that's totally challenging to move. And so if we find that the next person it's not working in that way, I think we can have the freedom to move it. But for right now, I think the ease of moving this issue forward and not trying to solve anything that isn't broken, I'm okay with it.
Is your compensation split up amongst three departments or not? Or just where does it come from?
My compensation, while I was the property specialist, I believe there was a small portion that came from ISF funding.
Very small, if any, but otherwise he pays for himself.
The vast
program,
the vast majority,
for 2 years, it's solvent,
right.
And there's a little bit of a reserve.
Right.
So right now, it doesn't have to be subsidized, really. Arthur's busy talking about something else, which means I'll be the financial authority. I'm pretty sure you pay for yourself.
And I know that I did.
Yeah, right. So yes. I think it's...
I just didn't know if you were a burden on any of the other departments, like legal or...
Well, only for
not a fiscal burden.
You'd have to leave the room for them.
Thank you.
To answer
Thank
that.
You for that.
Nobody's dragging Mike around.
Yeah. One thing I would like to add, if I could, moving forward with the position, without a doubt, it is a full-time position.
Oh, yeah.
It took everything, and there's still much left on the table.
There is. It's just the problem for me is that the stuff left to do isn't as lucrative as the things you've been working on for the last 2 years. So finding a way to pay for it in the future as a full-time position will be the challenge left to these two. For the next foreseeable future, we're okay. So.
And there's much to be said about removing risk from the county.
Yeah.
That's got an intangible value,
value,
but a value right. Nonetheless.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, great. Thank you so much.
HR recently did a wage study on this position, mm-hmm. And would the board care to hear what the results of that were?
Not right now. I think we've got a half an hour, and you need to advertise it the way you need to advertise it with the range. So I think we did really well with recruiting at the level that we're at. Maybe we do want to hear. You want to hear it? Quick.
Well, I would recommend moving it to NU14. That's what the comp would show.
Okay.
Sure. It doesn't necessarily change where we're going to be. It just changes where the range is.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fine.
Where is it right now?
Currently, it's at NU11.
Oh.
So a handful of when we initially did it, there was only one comp within our 9 comparable range, so we had to do a bit of a tricky analysis to find out what it was. We looked at bigger counties that have it and compared it. There's been a number of counties that have added that position because they are basically dealing with the same stuff we have, which is a bevy of... properties.
Can we address that on Thursday?
Sure.
I want to sit down with Arthur and probably Wally and you to talk about it, if that's okay. I want to see how it fits into other things. it feels fine, but I want to make sure.
Sure.
So, okay, great.
We can do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is it being advertised, or you're going to wait for that wage?
I'd want to have the right salary.
That's the last thing to do.
Yeah, I agree.
Good, I agree. All right. Excellent. We're right on schedule. Matters from commissioners. Anything?
Not that I
had something while you guys are. I received notice that the building and safety might have sent a cease and desist for potential building violation to an existing business. It just raised an issue that you dealt with when you first got here about water. And I think that it would be prudent if legal explored. It's probably an order that says that any kind of an action relative to a business that would be like a cease and desist requires notification of not just the liaison.
To the full board.
To the full board.
Needs to go to the full board. Yeah. I think we had that discussion before.
Okay, so I'd like to have that codified in an order. Maybe that's all the discussion we need to have, having the record of it already happening.
And talking to the previous department head that I was dealing with, that was my request that we needed to, but it was not in the form of an order, and I think that would be very appropriate.
Great.
Well, I think we put that to bed back then.
Different department.
We never codified it in an order.
Okay.
It was building and safety. I had requested, I think, already, but I just want to make it clear for the record, a codification process timeline.
Yes.
ASAP, if possible. I think the board endorsed that. I wanted to make you guys aware, so you don't read about it, the paper that I applied for the BLM's Resource Advisory Committee. It takes 6 months to go through the approval process, and I only have 13, so who knows for how long or whether or not that's going to actually happen. But I thought I would ask about, let you know about that. In the library district's actions, we had made a commitment that those would be done by the end of the year. That's all that I had. You ready to go into an executive session?
Ready.
Any objections in that?
No.
So the board at 2:32 will now go into executive session for the following items. It's item number 5A, which is proposal to lease county real property located at 210 Tacoma under ORS 192.6602E. Item number 5B, which is lease of real county real property located at 899 Rogue River Highway under ORS 192.6602E. Item number 5C is confidential memorandum regarding social relationships under ORS 192.6602F. And item number 5D, Mercy Flights Incorporated versus County, Josephine County, et al. Case number 1:17-CV-01760-CL under ORS 192.6602H. The following agenda items and ORSs give the authority to meet in executive session. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we'll welcome, open the door and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:33. So everybody, at 3:36, the board is back in public session. We've discussed four items on the agenda. We're going to, without objection of the board, move forward with item number 5A, which is proposal to lease county real property located at 210 Tacoma. We're going to work on the specific lease agreement and the details, so that's ongoing. Lease of county real property located at 899 Rogue River Highway. We are going to send the previous tenant a letter of default of payment on their lease agreement for the last couple of months, and look to designate that property as either parks or forestry and put it on the next available property sale of the county's properties. Without objection. Item number C is confidential memo we reviewed, and item number D is to move forward with retaining outside legal counsel for the the case for Mercy Flights Incorporated versus Josephine County, and we'll work through the budgetary item afterwards. I think that can come through an administrative meeting, but to give the legal counsel authority to retain outside legal counsel. Any objection to those items from the board?
Not for me.
Not for me.
Okay, great. So we'll move all those, as previously talked about, forward. Great. With nothing further, the board is adjourned at 3:38.
My favorite.